Okay, good evening, everybody. Tonight we are continuing in Siman Reish Sadi Tes. We are doing Se'ifim, Beis, and Gimel. So Siman Reish Sadi Tes again is about the dinim of not eating or doing malacha prior to reciting Havdalah. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Hayushosim, if a bunch of people were drinking together, Va'amru, and they said, Bo v'navdil, let's go say Havdalah. So Amratzu Lachzer V'lishtos Kodem Havdalah, if they then want to drink more before reciting Havdalah, Ein Tzrichim Lachzer L'Varech, they do not need to say a new bracha on what they are drinking. It's not considered that it's a Hesach Hadas when they decided to say Havdalah. But V'yesh Mishacholik B'davar, but the Shulchan Aruch says that there are those that disagree and hold that they do need to recite a new bracha. Says the Mishabur Sukkot and Zayin or Yushosim, Hainu B'toch HaChilasan V'aschalas HaChila Ha'isim Yibod Yom. Meaning they were drinking in the middle of a meal. They were in the middle of Shalashuddis, and they started eating Shalashuddis before Shkia. U'lekach Sviru Leiladeh Kameisa, D'kivit Shalo Yitzrich L'Havsig Av Shechashcha. That's why the first Shita holds that even though since they don't have to stop, even though it's already Tzeis HaKochavim, but you're in the middle of Shalashuddis, you're allowed to continue Shalashuddis as late as you'd like, because the Elbus evolved, like we learned yesterday. Ha'amira sha'amru bo'u v'navdil ein mazik lezev rashon lechob lishtos. The fact that they said bo'u v'navdil doesn't change anything, and therefore they may continue to eat and to drink and have their Shalashuddis late into the night. Ve'in tzrichim lachzor levarich, and they do not need to recite another bracha shalom sichu daitam al yidei amira zo, because they did not have a hezchadas through this amira. Aval but if all they were doing was drinking, they were not eating at all, where the halacha is the tzorek lafzik shechashcha, meaning if they were just sitting down to drink and it was not shalashuddis, they had not washed, they were not in the middle of a suda, and then it becomes seis hakochavim, the halacha is you're not allowed to continue to drink. If at that point someone were to say bo v'navdil, that for sure is a heschadas from the drinking. And if they then want to drink more, which by the way they're not allowed to anyway, because it's ready to say kochavim and they're not allowed to be drinking. If it's even after shkia, a few minutes after shkia, they're not allowed to be drinking anymore. So, but if they're going to drink more be'aveira, then tzrichim lachzor levarich. They're in addition to the halacha that they're violating, if they don't want to violate the Hilchos Brachas issue, then they're going to need to say a new bracha as well. Sivkat and Ches Badavar, that the Shulchan Aruch said, Yesh mi shecholek Badavar. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Svir lei dekivin shamru bo v'navdil, tzrichim lachzor levarich v'ikra k'deya kamaisa. That he holds that since they said bo v'navdil, they're going to have to say another bracha, but we really paskin me'ikra didn't like the first shita, which is that if they were in the middle of their shalashuddis, and then someone said bo v'navdil, it has zero effect and they can continue eating and drinking to their heart's content. They do not need to say another bracha. Now, Sif Gimel says the Shulchan Aruch, Kishamafsik lahavdil, when they stop to say Havdalah, Einu tzarech levarich borei pri agafen al kos shel Havdalah. The first day on Shulchan Aruch is that even though they're saying Havdalah over a kos of Yayin, you don't need to say borei pri agafen on that kos of Yayin. V'yeshom shetzarech. Another say that they do need to say borei pri agafen on that kos of Yayin. So what's that about? Says the Mishavur Sivkat and Tes, Kisha mafsik lahavdil hainu, afilu maya kavua mitchila lishtia levad. Even if they were kaveh themselves just to drink, demuchiyav lahavsik, where the halacha is, you must stop in order to say Havdalah, afilu achi erin tzarech levarichata bar priyagafen. But when you do stop correctly, as you ought to, in order to say Havdalah, you do not need to say a new Bar Pri Agafen on the Koshal Havdalah, Sheniftar Bibirchs Bar Pri Agafen, Shebirchal Shia Rishona, because you already covered it with the Bar Pri Agafen of what you were drinking previously. Vein Tzarech Lomarim Kai Bem Tzachiloso, that's even if they were just drinking together. Certainly if they were eating, if they were in the middle of having a meal where they washed, Sheino Tzarech Min Adin Lafzik, where La Halacha, they don't even have to stop to say Havdalah. They could have just kept on going. Verotza atal avdil aliyayin, but they decide to say Havdalah aliyayin in the middle of the meal. Sheinu tzarech levarich lev bar priyagafen, kvar birich bar priyagafen aliyayin shabatoch hasidu shol v'nei asuda. Then they don't need to say a new bar priyagafen if they already said a bar priyagafen on the wine that they're already having in the suda. Let's say they're holding like the Rambam, they gotta have wine at even shalashuddis. V'chein im mavdil al sheichar betoch hasuda, einu tzarech levarich shakol, afilim lo berich klal shakol mitchidush birch samotzi patar. And if they say Avdallah on beer, they're not going to have to say Shakol Niyah B'dvaro on the beer, even though they didn't say Shakol Niyah B'dvaro on their Shalashuddis, because they washed on the Shalashuddis. So if you washed on the Shalashuddis, you said Amotzi, Amotzi covers your Shakol. So if you said either Bari Priya Gafen, and now you want to use wine for Avdallah, or you washed, and now you want to use beer for Avdallah, it's fine. You don't have to say the Bracha on the Kos Shal Avdallah, according to the first day on Shulchan Aruch. However, the Yeshomrim Shatzarech, the Yeshomrim says you do have to say a bracha on the Koshal Avdallah. Svil the Koshal Avdallah inyan b'fneat smova ein shayach luzuda. Because this Yeshomrim holds the Koshal Avdallah is its own separate inyan, it has no connection to the Su'udah, and therefore it needs its own bracha. The Ikr Kedei Rishona, we pask in like the first opinion, and we come akum tov lizor lechad chilu shlo lavdil b'su'udah lol al ha-sheikh v'lo al-yayin im kvar berich mitchila al-yayin. But the best thing to do is not to get into the situation in the first place. Why would you say Avdallah in the middle of the Shalosh Shuddos? Bench like a bench, finish the Suda, and then you'll go. You say Avdallah separately, and then of course you'll have to say Bar Priya Gafen on the Avdallah. So don't get involved in the situation. Vimu Mukhruch Lavzuk Lavdil Gon Shayosuk Mitchil B'Shtiyah Levad Lo Yivarech Deikar Kedei Rishona. But Meikar Adin, if you are in the situation, we paskin like the first Shita, and therefore you should not say a Bracha. Now, it's interesting, on the Seder night, the Ramah paskins in Siman Tafai and Dalid, you say a Bracha on each Kos of the Dalid Kosos. So why should that be any different than over here when we say Lo Yivarech? Even though it's a separate Inyan, Havdalah is a separate Inyan, but it's covered by the Bar Priya Gafen you said earlier. Why in the Seder night are the later Bar Priya Gafen is not covered by the Bar Priya Gafen you said earlier? So Shlomo Zalman is quoted in Shmir Shabbos as explaining that that's only by the Dalit Kosos, where each one is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, as opposed to the Kos Shal Havdalah, where you said a bracha prior on the Kos Shal Rishos, that since this Shtia is a hemshech of the original Shtia, it's not, you do not have to say another bracha. So to summarize what we learned tonight, we said that there's a machlokas whether somebody's saying bo'u v'navdil in middle of Shalosh Shuddos generates a chiyuv for a new bracha on more drinks, right? If they want to drink more, and it sounds like we paskin like the first opinion, but if you're in middle of drinking and someone says bo v'navdil, you have the same discussion. The only thing is, if you're in middle of drinking, you're for sure not allowed to take another drink. It's just a question of a hilchos brachos issue. Do you say a new bracha on the other drink? And then in Sif Gimel we learned that if you stopped in the middle of your Shalosh Shuddos to say Havdalah, you do not need to, the first opinion of Shulchan Aruch is, you do not need to say a new Bari Priya Gafen on the Kos Shel Avdallah or a Shahakol if you're using Chamar Medina. The second day in Shulchan Aruch is that you do need to recite a new bracha, but we paskin like the first opinion, and therefore, while it's best to avoid that situation entirely, if you are in that situation, one does not recite a new bracha. That's from tomorrow. We'll pick up with Si'if Dalid, I think same time, same place tomorrow. Okay, have a good night, everybody.